Hey guys, before we get started again today, I just want to tell you about our YouTube channel. We've got a new video dropping today, so if you haven't yet, go check it out, Gamer Daily News over on YouTube. That's Gamer Daily News over on YouTube. I just take a news story, go a little bit more in depth, share some of my opinions, talk. My face is all over the place, so you get to see it. Anyways, come join us, subscribe to us, like our videos, support the show, Gamer Daily News over on YouTube. That's Gamer Daily News over on YouTube. Let's do this. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2019. Epic Games Store gets another huge exclusive. Civilization VI gets cloud saves, and Borderlands 3 might have cross-play co-op. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. It's Thursday. It's almost the weekend. One more day to go. Let's get this show on the road, baby. Epic Games is coming for Switch, and guys, I really think Epic's going to be a big player. I really do. Steam has really gotten away with being the only game in town for a while now, and Epic is really starting to push back, and they're going after some big exclusives. Well, they just locked up Borderlands 3. That's right. Borderlands 3 on the PC is going to be exclusively sold through the Epic's game store. Epic Games, this is according to GameIndustry.biz, Epic Games Store has landed exclusive rights to Borderlands 3. The president of 2K, who publishes Borderlands, has come out and said, quote, "The PC gaming community has been an important part of the success of the Borderlands series, and we are excited to be partnering with Epic, who recognize its worldwide popularity and share in our commitment to bring Borderlands 3 to its rapidly expanding audience." He says, "Our mission, in addition to delivering the most engaging and captivating entertainment experiences, is to embrace new distribution platforms that will contribute to our effort to grow the audience of Borderlands 3. Epic also had a statement, and there's a lot of people push back. There's a lot of PC gamers that don't necessarily like that Epic is getting exclusives. I personally don't think it's a big deal, but that's another conversation for another time. And so Epic's David Steltzer said in an appearance at the Game Industry Biz Investment Summit at PAX East, quote, "It's not a conversation people should be afraid to have. People will have different concerns as to why we should have these conversations. The community will be vocal, to say the least, around that, but it's never our intent to keep people away from playing a game." Their argument is that you can still download their app. You can purchase their game through their store. They won't keep you away from doing that. Feel free to do that. I'm sure they hope you will. Regardless of how you feel about this, it is big that Epic keeps locking up these huge name brand exclusives over on the PC store. It's going to be interesting to see over the next few years how quickly they're able to make inroads, because I don't think it's a question on whether or not they're going to make inroads. They already have. But how quickly they're going to make inroads, and then what percentage is the plateau? Do they get 50% of the market share? Do they get 70% of the market share? Where does it end? Or do they not even get that? Maybe they only get 20%. It's going to be interesting. It's fun. Good job, Epic, and congratulations on knocking up that big exclusive. No, congratulations on locking up that big exclusives. Okay, let's get to the next story. In a story over at Game Informer, Respawn temporarily shut down Apex Legends servers after an update resets progress. Oh my goodness. After introducing a new version 1.1 update today, Respawn intended to do some small bug fixes and introduce some quality of life additions to the game. Instead, a bug introduced in the update caused people's entire account progressions to wipe. Can you imagine being all the way leveled up with everything that you have, playing it every day, the grind, and you wake up one morning and it's all gone? Well, don't worry, it's been fixed. Within a few hours, Respawn fixed everything that was missing, and everything that was missing was restored, sorry. But I can imagine that was a pretty scary time. They shut down the servers almost immediately and tried to figure out what was happening. While it was shut down, they asked players who were still somehow inside the system to not buy anything while they work on it. It's all fixed. No worries there. But if you were one of the ones that had a quick little scare, all your stuff was gone, I can't imagine how you must feel. But it is fixed. So there you go. One of my favorite news stories of the day actually comes from a tweet from Civilization VI. That's right, Civilization announced via tweet. Ready for this? Are you ready for this? There's a lot of Civilization fans out there. There's a lot of Civilization fans in the community, especially since it's come to Switch. How awesome is that? This is what they said in a tweet. Civilization now supports cross-platform cloud saves on Steam and Nintendo Switch. Link your 2K account, tick the multi-platform cloud save box in options, and you're good to go. Oh my goodness. Civilization is a game that if you've not played it, it's turn-based. You're a civilization. You start at the beginning of time, the dawn of humanity, and you build up, you make alliances with people around you, you discover new civilizations, you either conquer them or you can take them over via religion. There's all sorts of stuff to do. It's super advanced. It's a game that you sit down to play. Eight hours later, you realize you've been playing the game for 8 hours, right? It is awesome. So the fact that now you can cloud save and play on the PC, transfer that over to the Nintendo Switch. Wow, that is value. Well done. Super excited for that. Stay tuned. I might be getting my Civilization on soon, baby. I've said baby a lot this episode. Sorry, guys. No more baby. For now, I'm going to say dude. Last but not least, we're talking more Borderlands 3. That's right. Borderlands 3, the release date was announced today. This is coming at us from DualShockers. According to the official Borderlands 3 page on the Microsoft Store. The game was announced. The release date was announced. And with that, all the storefronts went up for Borderlands, right? But on the Microsoft Store, the official Borderlands 3 page says that the game will support cross-platform co-op. Now, obviously, this is assumed to be across PC and Xbox One platforms, considering that Sony on PS4 rarely offer cross-play with other platforms, with a few exceptions like Fortnite. If cross-play is indeed to be supported, it'd be a huge win for those looking to play with friends across other avenues. It's going to be interesting. Who knows? Gearbox has yet to say anything about it. They refused to comment, but they didn't comment on this specifically. What they did say was crossplay is something we're looking into. IGN asked them. They said crossplay is something we're looking in to closely, but don't have anything to confirm or announce at this time. So it's not yet been announced. I imagine that it's talking about Xbox and PC. That's already a natural matchup. Everything on Xbox. Xbox wants you to do that. So that's something that is available with a lot of games over there. I think that that's probably what they're referring to. But if you could go all platforms, boom, baby. Hey, there's baby again. Boom, dude. Let's do it. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. I am X1. I will be here one more day this week. That's tomorrow. That's Friday. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. If you haven't yet, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us over on iTunes. Share us with your friends. Go join us over on Reddit. That's Gamer Daily News over on Reddit. It's a good time. Also, don't forget YouTube. Gamer Daily News on YouTube. New video drops later today. We'll see you guys then. Have a good day, everybody. Bye-bye.